Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
7-0 and 7-0 game.
Here are David Basil.
Joy Chestnut is back.
Roger Scott.
Both of them have passed, one by his own hand.
And Justin Moore.
How big old boy are you?
Girl, hold it tight. We can take it nice and easy.
Sort of... lost in the phone over there.
Well, I'm watching a video of my grandson. Samantha stayed last night with my daughter who had her surgery. She sent a video of my grandson going to his bus stop and all that. I got lost in it. I was in that world right there, Jack. Yeah,
that's a good world to be in.
It's a great world to be in, especially that one, as opposed to you mocking me.
We're going to visit with Mark May here in just a second. Hey, I mentioned earlier Roger will be at Mainline Sports Bar tonight doing trivia. Yeah. I'm going to be over there at Unwrapped Gift Shop over there on Ouachita, 500 Ouachita, with Sam Pittman,
yeah.
Dave Van Horn, and Dave's wife, Karen Van Horn.
Dave, yeah,
yeah, Eat Like a Hog, Eat Like the Hogs, and it's a cookbook which somebody asked on our text line, can you buy the books there? Yeah, the books are there. I think they're limited edition. How many do they have? I think they have like 100. Okay. So when they're gone, they're gone.
Well, Justin's going to try to get more. He's going to try to get some at his shops as well. So they might be some closer. But
to get Pittman and to get Dave and all that. So
four, story,
that's
yeah.
4:30 to 6.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'm going to be a part of the induction of the new troops.
What
new
time
troop
is
class.
That?
That's a 6.
So wait a minute. Let me get this right.
So I'll be going from 1 to
so
the
you
other.
Got 4 to 6 down in Hot Springs, and then 6 o'clock.
I'll stick out a little early.
Okay, I didn't know. And you're going to the state police?
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is that they have a lot of patrolling on 70, which is great. We appreciate the officers of the law being out there. And Josh, he will be testing the group that he is going to be speaking with today as he, what's the word I'm looking for, hauls chili from Hot Springs to Benton. But anyway, that'll be a fun event.
I understand this class is really a great class
cool.
of troopers. Yeah, so
listen,
trooper school.
Listen, there's
graduation.
I don't care who you are. And when I went to see Colonel Hager a couple of weeks back, and he gave me some deer meat and a few things we were talking over, and to see some of the guys that we saw when we went to not the academy, but you know where they do the driving and all that sort. Dude, these dudes are massive. I mean, they are massive, and they obviously, every day is chest day at the gym for these guys. They're massive dudes, and you can just hear the leather as they're walking down the halls, dude. Just so proud of those guys and ladies.
Let's bring in our man Mark May and see what he's got to say about the game.
Proud of him, too.
It's time once again for College Football Talk with Mark May, sponsored by Edwards Food Giant, the Meat People, the only stop you'll ever have to make for your family's grocery needs, and by Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. With their end-of-year auto loan special, rates as low as 2.026%, no payments for 90 days, and 84 months financing. Apply at alcoacommunityfcu.org.
Good morning, Mark.
Guys, how you doing?
Doing great. We were talking earlier about the greatest Christmas movie character. For Mark May, is there one go-to favorite movie that you like watching maybe every Christmas or every so often?
The Grinch Stole Christmas.
Do you go with the old school cartoon, or you go with Jim Carrey, the new one that came out a few years back? Or back, I guess, 20 years
Jim ago. Carrey, the new one, because my kids were young at that time.
Right. Yeah. I think the little girl who plays Cindy Lou,
who?
I think Cindy Lou is now like the singer, lead singer. Somebody sent on our text line yesterday that she's the new lead singer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
for some band or something.
She's 30 or under 30, right?
I know.
Yeah.
Mark, we've got, before we get to NFL, bowl games have started up. Arkansas State's playing in a game tonight. And then you've got your first playoff game, Oklahoma and Alabama, and then you've got another good matchup between A&M and Miami. Of course, the other two heavy favorites, I think by 15 to 17, Oregon and Ole Miss. What do you think about Alabama-Oklahoma first?
I think it's going to be probably the best game of the weekend. And if you look at Alabama, they want some revenge. You know, this is a game Kalen DeBoer hadn't beaten Oklahoma yet. He lost to him last year. Lost to him earlier this year, 23-21. So it's one of those games where they've got to play better. John Letier, the quarterback for Oklahoma, he's got to be about 100% right now because the surgery that he had before, I don't think he was 100%. But with him running the offense, they're a better football team and a different football team because he can run the football. He's a two-dimensional quarterback. On the other side of the coin, when you look at Alabama, you've got Ty Simpson over there. They've got great wide receivers, but they can't run the football. They were held to negative 3 yards against Georgia in the SEC championship game, yeah. But they've struggled the entire year running the football. They're going to be healthier on the offensive side of the ball. But the key to this football is going to be Oklahoma's defensive backs. If they can control the wide receivers of Alabama, they're going to have a great chance to win this game with that hometown environment. The Sooners playing at home, I think that's going to be the key of the game. If you look at the Alabama offense, the offensive line has to hold up and protect them because the Oklahoma defense can get after the quarterback. So those are the matchups I'm going to be looking for in this game. But I think Alabama's going to have a little bit of a revenge factor because all the talk about Kalen DeBoer's going to Michigan before he was going to Penn State. Now all of a sudden, they're in the playoffs. It's either put up or shut up right now for these Alabama players, and you know it's time to really turn this around and play a quality football game on a big stage.
Josh brought up the point earlier about this game being at 11 o'clock, and it's mostly because the NFL has games going on. But I think it's a shame. You've got this playoff, and you got one of the best games of the weekend at 11 o'clock. I mean, I just don't get it. You're almost defeating the whole purpose. And I don't know how you feel about that. I mean, that game should really be the primetime game, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. And what were they thinking when they thought of putting these games on? They knew the NFL puts games on Saturdays in December during bowl season because the regular college football season's over. Why can't you schedule these games? Put them on Friday. Put them on Monday morning. Put them on Monday afternoon. At least you're going to get that crowd that's going to watch NFL football for their games. Great. College football, these are marquee games. They're playoff games. They should be put in a position where people can watch them, where they're not competing with the NFL. Because I'll guarantee you, when you watch these numbers, if these games are blowouts, which a couple of them might be, these numbers for watching these games, the viewership should going to be really low. They're just going to sink. People are just going to turn into the NFL games.
What do you think happens between A&M, the Aggies, and the Miami Hurricanes?
Oh, I like this one. If you want some good football, watch Texas A&M's defense because Mike Elko is going to get the big stick out because this team played great defense the entire season long. They're tied number one in sacks at 41. They're number one on third downs in conversions of less than 23%. But here's the key. They played their worst game, and it was only a half, against Texas where they gave up 285 yards and 24 points in the second half. That was the last game that they played. They've got a bad taste in their mouth. They've got to turn it around against Miami. And if you look at Miami, Miami is one of two out of the state of Florida. They've only played three games out of the state of Florida where they're 1-2 on the season. They lost to SMU. They beat Pitt. And they beat Virginia Tech. But here's the key. At Texas A&M, there's going to be over 100,000 people in the stands. So that's going to be a big challenge for Miami, how they're going to handle it. And if it comes down to play calling between Mike Elko and Mario Cristobal, I'm going with Mike Elko every time.
Yeah.
Mario Cristobal, for some reason, when he gets in big games, it's either clock management, game control, or decision-making on penalties. He doesn't make the right decision, and there'll be a point in this game. I can almost mark it down. If it's a close game, he'll make a mistake.
I think that's probably the popular sentiment too, Mark. Did want to mention, too, in the NFL, when you look at the standings now, Mark, it's pretty amazing that I don't think most people would have looked at this point and said, there's New England with 11 wins. There's Jacksonville with 10 wins. Denver with 12 wins. Seattle, L.A., both L.A. teams with 11 wins. Yeah. I mean, and then the Chicago Bears with 10. It's been sort of a...
And not a surprise as people going, and the Cowboys got 6 wins. Not a surprise.
And there's that, yes.
Not a surprise.
I think it's just amazing in the NFL. Every year there's always about 4 or 5 teams that don't make the playoffs that you would think should make the playoffs, and it just flips every year. And who would have thought the Bears would have been this good this year and Caleb Williams would be this good this year? Who would have thought when you looked at the L.A. Chargers, when I played for them, they're the San Diego Chargers. When you look what Jim Harbaugh has done without two starting tackles that were former first-round picks that really are the studs on their offensive line, they've been out the majority of the season, and he's been able to keep this team with their culture and have them right in it again. You know, you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, we thought that they would come back. I thought they would make a run at it. But for some reason, they just couldn't this year. And then Patrick Mahomes blows his ACL out. So it's that type of year in the NFL where there's probably going to be champions that are made that nobody expected those teams coming into the season that are going to be playing in the Super Bowl. And right now, if Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills can't make the Super Bowl this year without Lamar Jackson, without Patrick Mahomes, without some quality quarterbacks of the AFC that are out, I don't know what's going to happen to the Buffalo Bills teams in the future if they're going to be able to retain their coach in their front office.
We made mention earlier yesterday, it looks like Tua's going to the bench. Just signs a 4-year deal for $220 million. if this stays, you know, the way it looks, they're getting ready to lose a ton of money. Always seems to happen, you know, you get the big contract
sure.
and
all of a sudden. And running backs, for sure,
yeah.
And then quarterbacks.
Surprised by that or no? Yeah.
a little bit surprised by that because I thought this is the year he could turn it around because this is one of the few years he's really stayed healthy.
Yeah.
And when he was healthy at the beginning of his career, he had a heck of a season. I thought this would be the year that they could keep him upright and keep him healthy and he'd have a good season. He got the big paycheck. It just didn't happen. And for this Miami Dolphins franchise, it's been a long time. They've been dry at the trough for a long time. They've got to figure out a way to turn it around because it's a really quality franchise. If you look at the past of that franchise with Don Shula, Dan Marino, and all the crew that had played there, you would think right now that this team, for some reason, could turn it around. But right now, they're without a general manager. They're probably going to be without a head coach. They're probably going to be without a quarterback.
Yeah.
So this team's going to start from scratch next year. So it's going to be amazing to see what they do in the offseason, the free agency, and the draft.
I do want to thank Edwards Food Giant and Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union for sponsoring Mark May each week. And
yes.
Mark, what is your Christmas tradition there with the family? We should know. We've had you on here for so many years, but
yeah.
We can't remember.
But we have new listeners every year. That's what.
But we can't remember past a week. So
he likes to eat.
What's the tradition in the Mark May house?
I usually take my daughters out for dinner early. We usually do like the 23rd or the 22nd to go out to dinner to a nice restaurant. And then on the Christmas Eve, we'll have a lot of seafood. And then Christmas Day, that's when we'll have the turkey. Just sit around and I get a chance to watch football and eat.
Yeah. I remember seafood now that you said it. I remember there was some seafood.
Yeah.
'Cause, I mean, aren't you part owner of a restaurant or were you?
Still part owner of four Angry Crab Shacks.
That's right. Very good. Very good.
Today's also the birthday of Steven Spielberg and Brad Pitt. When you think of Spielberg movies, is there one that stands out to you? He's got so many, like Schindler's List. We didn't mention Jaws, Roger. Saving Private Ryan, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones, although E.T., Color Purple. Which one stands out to you as a fave?
I have to tell you a quick story. So E.T. comes out in the movie theaters. So Joe Jacoby and I go to watch E.T. in the movie theater. So during the movie, towards the end of the movie, when E.T. goes home, puts his finger up, I look over at Jacoby, he's got a tear coming down his face.
Oh, wow. Like, how about that?
It was like, I know it was great, inspirational movie, Joe, and watching the movie, it was fun, and it was moving, but I didn't think it was that movie, big fella.
Wow. You always have that over him that you saw him. You know what? Yeah, listen, I Roger and I cry at movies, and I don't think E.T. was one of them.
E.T. wasn't one of them. Of course, Brian's song. You know what? Listen, if you can't...
I've got to tell you something. So guess what happens this week? So I'm working downstairs in the gym. I'm getting ready to work out. And I said, you know what? I guess I can figure out the television. I can get you guys on the Internet. So I turn the Internet on, get you on the Internet, and I hear that Terry Bradshaw's got to be on. So it's like, oh, great. I can get this interview with Terry Bradshaw. Roger, for shame, for shame, for shame, as Gomer Pyle used to say, how could you be so mad to that man, be so mean to that
he
man?
Was, he was.
Oh, my God. He's got to be an oxygenarian soon. You should show more respect to
Mark,
Terry Bradshaw.
What did he call me?
I can't believe how you treat that man.
Mark, you are correct, but here's the deal. First of all, Mr. Poker over here, I was quiet the entire time.
He was quiet, so I knew I had to activate
him. Terry Bradshaw has been taking shots at me for the longest time, and I just had enough. I'm gonna tell you, Mark, I'm gonna whip his ass. I'm telling you right. Listen, he's been picking on me hard. So
when we went to his ranch, he I told him that Roger's the funny guy.
Yeah, he set me up, Mark.
And so he goes, so Terry's pretty darn funny, Mark, as you know. So he goes. You're supposed to be the funny guy, huh? When are you going to start being funny?
Oh, just kept ripping me. And I'm at his house, and he's got, so I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be funny. Monkey with the cymbals.
What do you call you? Elder abuse?
I called it elder abuse. That's why I stayed away from the elder abuse, Mark. And then he came on here, and we were talking about some things because, the first thing that he did back in the day was make that comment about Aaron Rodgers eating bark, and that got national attention.
Yeah.
And then a couple of weeks ago, he made a comment about Mike Tomlin and some of the things that were going on there with Pittsburgh. He came back on the following week because we put that stuff out, Jack, on Twitter. And Fox got a hold of him and told him, save that stuff for them. And then, and so I started picking back at him. And it's a love-hate, Mark. Well, it's a love-hate.
Well, what do you remember about your games against him, against Terry and the Steelers?
Terry was about to retire when I got to the Redskins at that time.
See, I was
we used to scrimmage those guys twice a year. They come to Carlisle 1 week, and we go to Pennsylvania and scrimmage those guys probably 2 weeks after that before the preseason, because remember back then training camp was like 10 weeks long.
Yeah, yeah.
We had the scrimmage test. I think Turk was about ready to retire at that time, so we really didn't play against him.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe at the end of his career y'all might have overlapped. He's a character, man. I tell you, he's 77, Mark, and he's still, you know, he's got bourbon, Bradshaw bourbon. He's got, you know, Quarter Horse Ranch he does. He's got a cookbook out. I mean, hustles, man.
He hustles. And he's mean.
It's good to be TV, but, you know, Roger just opened up a can on him. I couldn't believe it. I almost fell off my life.
Dude, I'm telling you.
That's so good.
He'd
been quiet the whole time, Mark. So glad you got to hear that, to tee off on each other.
It was not unwarranted. I didn't just go. It wasn't like he was on a platform at the subway and I pushed him off.
But you know one thing about him, you heard him, he doesn't mind mixing it up. He's been in the game long enough, Mark.
Well, he used to mix it up with Howie all the time.
And Burt Reynolds and everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I guess we probably won't have a chance to talk to you next week because of Christmas. So have a wonderful holiday. Yeah. Thanks for everything you do. It's been a great football season with you, although the Razorbacks didn't play well. But having you as part of this is always a great deal.
It's a blessing, man. It's a blessing.
Thanks, guys. I really enjoy it. You guys have a great holiday and a Merry Christmas to everybody there in the station. And enjoy your Christmas day, and hopefully you'll be eating and watching TV and some football like me.
Hey, exactly. And dude, and now, I mean, yeah, listen, and you can continue to watch us on, because listen, there's a picture, Josh has put a picture of you up on with a massive
look at
fro.
That. Look at that. I love that picture of you.
That is
sunglasses.
Yeah, what is that?
You know what, is that from
a TV commercial?
Oh, that's a cowboy hat. It looks like you've cut off his
front. Oh, yeah, I see, it's a cowboy hat.
That is a cowboy hat. Yeah. You look like you belong with Earth, Wind, and Fire in that picture. That's what that looks like. But listen, keep us online. Keep listening to us. And if something ever crops up, man, you got to text
Josh. Send that to Mark. I'm sure he's seen that, but that's funny that you put that up. All right, Mark, we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Mark. Merry Christmas, brother.
All right, guys. Take care.
See you, buddy. There he is. Merry Christmas, Mark.
I think we got JM on the phone.
You. So we'll see Mark next again. Oh, sorry. Good.
What's that?
We'll see Mark again for Broyles Award.
Yeah.
I think we've got a few more weeks with him, too.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we do.
You made it sound like, you were saying goodbye for the year.
Just for next week.
Well, once again, Roger and I are just, we're kept in the dark.
You know what? Close enough.
Yeah.
Hey,
Roger and I both thought he was saying goodbye.
Thought the exact same thing. That's why I was trying to get in everything. Hey, you can keep listening to us, but you'll be on next week, weirdo. Chris Curry. Saw him yesterday. Just a good dude, great coach. Showing some shooting the bull with me and Charlie Coleman, Walt, and David Doug and David Jr. Hendricks, Joseph Klein. Who we need to do a wellness check. Find out where he is.
I heard from him.
Oh, you did?
He said they overslept.
Good for him.
He said, overslept. I said, I'll give you an hour tomorrow. He said, sign Justin.
Well done. All right, very good.
I think we got Justin Moore now. Good morning, JM.
What's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
How are y'all?
Yeah, good. And I want to say a couple shout-outs real quick. First of all, it's Jessica's birthday today. Happy birthday, Jessica.
Engagement ring?
No. Did you hear what Hatcher did the other day, Justin? He got Jessica up on stage in front of like 300 people at his Christmas party. Got me up there. I was already up there with Roger emceeing. He goes, doesn't everybody think David should go ahead and take care of business right now?
And gave her $100.
Can you believe that?
I think you should have.
Well, to be honest, you did the reverse to DJ at the Oaklawn betting event where you said, don't do it. You said, don't do it.
Yes, that's right. I want to say happy birthday to Jessica. Then also I want to give a shout-out.
She's an earner.
She is.
Come on, you're right.
Wow. She is. You're right. Yesterday, I had a chance to meet a guy named Vincent. He didn't give me his last name. He's been battling cancer for 6 years. He went to Northeast High School. He went to Oklahoma State and UALR, and he was a counselor for about 20, 25 years in the school, Little Rock school system. But he's been battling cancer for 6 years. And so major props, Vincent. Keep fighting. And then also, Roger, I saw Jim, and Justin, you may remember this name, Jim Mabry. Who was All-American offensive?
Mabry.
He was an All-American offensive tackle for the Razorbacks.
I don't.
Yeah, he would have finished
football?
Up. Yeah, he'd have finished up in '89, those last two Cotton Bowl years. But let me tell you what he did. So when he was a freshman, he was on the scout team, and so you know when we used to practice, man, we would hit. You know, and we, I mean, and so and then you'd feel it, and so. But let me tell you what. He gave us such a great look, and I remember thinking, that kid right there is pretty darn good. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he turns out to be a really great player. Turns out to be an All-American for Arkansas. So that's what I was having, you know, help us.
Right.
Yeah,
wow.
Man, and I think, you know, when you have a good scout team like that, it prepares
iron
you.
Sharpens iron.
That's right. It prepares you, and I'm not surprised that
be prepared.
He goes on to be an All-American. But a great guy yesterday, and we were just talking about the new hire and those kind of things. So good to see you, Jim Mabry. All right. Well, R.J. Hawk will be here shortly. We've got to play a little Factor Crap just in time since Justin's gotten here. So,
can't wait.
Yeah. All right.
Absolutely cannot wait.
Melinda Mayo also coming up. Joe Nichols coming up today, too, since we missed him yesterday. So, is this who's taking us to break
this
it right?
This is Amy Grant with a little hark.
Okay. A little Amy Grant. Don't go away. It's 7:26.
Conversation with live fan feedback at 1037thebuzz.com. Presented on Morning Mayhem by Central Arkansas Truck and Trailer.
This is SportsCenter.
Two bowl games last night. Old Dominion gets their 10th win of the year, a 24-10 victory over South Florida in the Staff DNA Cure Bowl at Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida. South Florida finishes 9-4 on the year. And then in the nightcap in the 68 Ventures Bowl, the Delaware Blue Hens beat the Louisiana Raging Cajuns 20-13. Delaware finishes their first season in FBS at 7-6 overall. Louisiana finishes this season at 6-7. Tonight, one bowl game. Arkansas State is involved. It's the Xbox Bowl from Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas at 8 o'clock on ESPN2 as the Arkansas State Red Wolves and the Missouri State Bears face off. Arkansas State is looking for win number 7. And then finally in the NFL tonight, one huge game on Thursday Night Football as the Rams meet the Seattle Seahawks at 7:15 on Prime Video. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center.
Thursday, showers and non-severe thunderstorms are likely with a cold front. We'll be windy with that front as well. Gusts up to 30 to 35 miles an hour possible. Clearing behind the front and temperatures drop as well. We'll be in the low 30s into Friday morning, but feeling even colder with the wind. Highs on Friday get into the low 50s. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Jenna Warner.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
What's going on, everyone? DJ Williams here with the Buzz in the Zone. You guessed it, is on the road. We're heading to the Ava Bella Day Spa. Can't wait to hang out with Dee Dee and the folk over there. We're going to be joined by Quinn Grovey. They're always fun when he comes on. Talk about all things going on with Razorback sports, not just football. We'll talk a little basketball, too. Dr. Lawrence O'Malley is going to be in, thanks to UAMS. Frank Scott Jr. just posted a nice little wedding video. We got to talk about him time to not. Also, what's going on right here in the capital city. Also, going to wrap it up with Zach Gillimet at Oakland. The Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
This is Justin Akery. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-TOSH. 866-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Hi, I'm Steve Edwards Jr. with Edwards Food Giant and Edwards Cash Saver. Christmas season is upon us, and with that comes all the typical hustle and bustle of the holidays. This Christmas, as you hang your stockings and sip the hot chocolate, take a moment to celebrate the true reason for the season. Love, hope, and joy brought to us on that first Christmas night. Share kindness, offer forgiveness, and embrace the love that came to us that holy night. From the entire team at Edwards, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern born and raised and Arkansas-based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
Hey, Dad, I got to come clean about something.
Okay.
I only paid for a brand new Hyundai Tucson.
Oh, you might be on the naughty list.
Feels so right, it almost feels wrong. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Get 0% APR for 60 months, plus zero payments for 90 days on all Hyundai Tucson, Tucson Hybrid, Santa Fe, or Santa Fe Hybrid models. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Offer ends January 2nd. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
I used to make my action figures close.
He's serious.
I also built a little wooden out of popsicle sticks hope chest for their clothes.
Justin, you weren't on there for that yesterday, were you? Justin, you there? Justin, are you there? Check, check. You got all the buttons up.
Gun on my hip and the right to
that,
rest.
For those who missed it yesterday, that was when we were talking. How did we get on G.I. Joe's?
Who knows on our show?
We're talking about action figure.
Yeah, we were talking about action figures.
So I brought up the fact that when my buddies down in Florida, we would cut out like holes in the and we would paint them red like they'd
felt
been
pins,
bleeding. And then Roger came back and said, he would make the he actually made clothes for his G.I. Joes. And it was just funny. It was cute.
It's an all timer because Roger was the fact that he was regretting saying it while he was saying it.
Can we hear that one more time?
Yeah. And part of it, I mean, I'm telling you right now, I'm going through a storage unit right now to find some of these things. If you look at the stitching on some of the canvas pants that I made for him,
let's play this again.
I used to make my clothes.
So start from the beginning.
Yeah, start the embarrassment from the very beginning.
One more time.
I used to make my action figures clothes.
He's serious. Look at him.
I also built a little wooden out of popsicle sticks hope chest.
Oh my gosh! Hey,
I would fold them.
The other thing is, somebody said Mark May did not vote for Darren McFadden either year for Heisman. Do we know that for a fact?
Well, is that why Houston Nett said Mark May, Lou Holtz? You better take a look at it.
Do you think maybe that's why somebody's saying that?
It would make sense because the only other reason I could think of was that on the College Football Final show, he was making a case.
Well, he was just saying you should be talking about it. That doesn't mean Mark didn't vote for him, but we should certainly ask him.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore because we're not going to have him anymore.
We will.
Are all Heisman votes? I don't think they're made public, but a lot of people choose to make theirs public, which I think they should be public, to be honest.
I have no problem with it. Yeah. Did you see
because everybody that votes usually tells you voted on.
And then what were some of the crazy? There were a couple
the
of
the like, jackwagons who put like Haynes King as
quarterback at
Georgia
Tech.
Get the hell out of here with that. Seriously?
Yeah. It's
he's a fighter. Great. He's not good enough. Sorry.
Someone says here if this was the one who asked about it. He said first year he couldn't vote for a sophomore for Heisman, then voted for Tebow the next year who was a sophomore. So I don't know. That'll be interesting. We can certainly bust him out.
To me, the Heisman voting becomes a lot like it's the most close voting I think we have to the Baseball Hall of Fame. We're like, on the Baseball Hall of Fame, they're like no first time, like writers say no first timers, right? No first ballot guys. They don't like that in baseball. Nobody who's even associated with steroids, right? They don't do that either.
Right.
They have these like weird, Pete Rose getting in afterwards,
gambling,
right?
Gambling and he'll say, yeah.
Like they have this weird thing where they have these certain rules. I think that
but half of them, take advantage of those vices themselves.
Yeah, and the problem with me, Baz, is that I think there's a regional part of it. The fact that they talk about the voting being regional.
Yeah.
I think people feel like they have to back a guy in their part of the country, which I don't. Yeah. I think you just find the best player.
Yeah.
And also, people get sucked into the story too often, too.
Right.
I like Jacob Rodriguez. He's a good player.
Yeah.
He's the third best player in the defense.
Yeah. Someone says Steve Spurrier only voted for Tim Tebow in the first place, left second and third place out. Couldn't remember if that was how that was done.
Didn't Pete Rose get in posthumously? Somebody said Pete Rose.
Well, now he's eligible now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he's not in yet. He's eligible for it.
Shoot, I'd like to think.
Didn't Spurrier not vote for
McFadden.
That's what we're just saying that he just he's saying he didn't vote. He just put Tebow and that was it.
Yeah.
Which come on, man.
I mean, McFadden had like what he had 300 yards against him.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
that's just a grudge. That's all that is.
Now wait a minute. Spurrier
Spurrier was in South Carolina when
at the time. Okay. Yeah. And he was a voter?
Yeah. All Heisman winners get to be voters.
Is that right? Yep. So okay, that's 326. All right,
if I'm not mistaken.
They couldn't stop him.
That just shows you. I mean, there was a complete bias there. It's, I mean, 100%. 100%. You know, it is what it is.
I don't think we had You know, remember I told you, I basically changed the format of the Touchdown Club after Steve Spurrier's visit.
No.
Because he gave a speech that was just not very good. And I said,
Q&A?
It was like a corporate deal. It was bad.
Did you ever have somebody who's promoting something come, Bez?
No.
Okay. Well, I just didn't know like if that used to be a deal.
But I remember thinking, you know, I could have, if I'd been Q&A, I could have put him on the spot about the McFadden deal. And what he had to say, because I don't know if he's ever been asked about that. To be honest,
you wouldn't put him on. You were not putting him on the spot back then. Well, no, you wouldn't.
Yeah, you are now, but you wouldn't. But I'm just asking a question. Just say, you know, hey,
No, I don't believe you today.
Yeah, I think I don't.
Because I think you're too much. You were much more. You weren't drinking a lot then.
We've got to play.
Have you had anybody at the Touchdown Club that you're like? That didn't go good.
Not really. The Spurrier one was the one, Justin, that made me say I'm not doing that again. That we can cover more ground and make it more interesting by, and, you know. And most of the speakers are glad they don't have to give a speech.
Well, you know, you had some that I think also you had a bunch of them at that same time or started coming around that were not speakers and they preferred a Q&A. You gave them that option from that point on.
I thought LT. Struggled.
Well, let me tell you, could you imagine him giving a speech? Oh my God, it'd have been even worse if he'd have been giving a speech.
I think with Justin, to Justin's point, Baz, you realize this because you interview him, you do get some of those guys who are older in football and you can just tell that the toll that it's taken. You know,
well, and that Johnny Walker Black that he had.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I think he was drunk.
But that's part of it, too, right?
That's right.
Or something.
You know, I mean.
Yeah, Jim McMahon, I mean, again, he blew a fatty.
He was good. He was good. Yeah, he was still good.
They're all good. But, I mean, like a Matt Jones, he's not comfortable getting up there. You do that. Some of the other former players that are out of a decade or 20 tops. They're not comfortable doing that, and that's okay. And you're a good
interviewer.
Speaking of Matt Jones, that was a good one with Eli Manning. Eli really helped Matt. You know,
he helped him out tremendously. Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you think, David, recently? Because Jeremy and Alicia do such a good job with your social media. Do you think that has changed the way you ask questions? Like, kind of the idea of, like, you know, there's something like, I'm not saying you're trying to create a story.
He knows the camera's on him now.
I don't think he's trying to create a story out of nothing, but you know, like you know, you,
well,
you're
we know,
able
we
to
got that moment. Sure, you certainly knows that if there's something to. I don't think you do it just to do it. I think if there's
no, I don't
something,
think you do it. I'm not trying
yeah,
to
I think
that.
If there's something that's
if something happens organically, sure.
We saw that with Gruden back to back with Gruden and Orgeron. So that one year
they were back to back.
Yeah, they were back to back. Yeah, it was crazy.
And we saw it with Mr. Juracek.
Yeah. All right, Roger, let's hit the open and let's get to the
question. Is it fact or is it crap? You decide. Fact or crap is brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment, founded by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison over 10 years ago. They specialize in refuge sweeper and recycle equipment. Find out more at ametrucks.com.
All right, Josh, what are we, 661-1037, if you want to play a little fact or crap, or if you got a kid out there that wants to play, either one. What are we playing for, Josh? Can't hear you.
There we go. We have tickets to Glow Wild.
Okay, that's over at the Little Rock Zoo, pretty cool
thing. That's fine.
Yeah,
get a kid on. And you said earlier today that you've got some good questions.
Yes.
I don't think you're a good judge of that.
Tonight, this afternoon, Roger, I'll be over in Hot Springs. Come over and see me over there. Now, listen, they've got these books, Eat Like a Hog, you know, they only got like 100 of them. So Coach Pittman will be there. Dave Van Horn will be there. Dave's wife there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it'll be a cool Christmas present.
be a and, great Christmas present. And who knows? They keep selling those. Now, somebody ask on here, where's all that money go? Does any of it go to NIL or anything?
I think it's the ladies that did good for them.
Okay.
I think it's, again, it's 4:30 until 6. That's at 500 Ouachita. It's unwrapped is what it's called, unwrapped.
Now, of course, I didn't want to say anything because, again, like not beating up on Terry Bradshaw. And funny that Mark May listens at one time.
How about that?
It's like when I say something and my wife happens to catch that one time that I say something, and then the rest of the time I was pretty congealed. But he's got 4 recipes in there.
Yeah, because his wife's doing the book.
Duh.
Yeah, that's right.
And you got and they cut out your the of the 2 recipes that you talked about. No disrespect to Mama B, of course, but the one that they didn't let you have goes even further back in the family. That would have been cool just for that. But who knows? Maybe in the next one. You'll be in eating like a hog soon.
And then I get to do a speech in front of the new troopers.
Would you mind doing me a favor?
At a trooper school.
Are you going to have a projection or a slide or anything like that?
No.
Would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Would you take
a
headshot?
Talking about like state troopers?
Yeah. They have their newest class out.
Nice.
And, Mike Hager invited me.
Would you mind taking a headshot of mine and passing it around to all of them? And just let them have it and say, hey, hold on this and give him a pass?
Speaking of state troopers and cars, Kennedy, your daughter got her driver's license yesterday, right?
Oh, yeah. Congrats.
She did.
How about that?
Permit. So, driving permit, she took the test and passed.
That's very nice.
It was cool. Always the scary one.
I was excited for her.
Yeah, you know what that means? You got Ella and Kennedy now, so that less
I got both of them.
That's right. Yeah. Less time to have to take the kids around. Now you got the girls driving.
Yeah,
baby. Yeah,
exactly.
All right, who we got? Ken, good morning. How are you?
Hold on. Good morning, sir.
All right, you ready to play? You ready to play?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Man. Give Justin and Raj a chance to give you their opinion on whether it's fact or crap, and then you can tell me your opinion. You ready?
Sounds good.
All right, Roger and Justin, the dot over a lowercase I or J is called a tittle. The dot over a lowercase I or J is called a tittle. Fact or crap, Roger, go.
Fact.
Justin Moore, fact or crap?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea, but I'll go with Raj and say fact.
Can you, sometimes Raj is an actor. He can mislead, and send you down the wrong road. What do you think? Is it fact
or
crap?
He'll never do it on purpose.
Thank you, Justin.
What is your answer, Ken?
I'm going to go with fact.
All right. The dot over lowercase I or J is called a tittle is a fact. You are correct. Have you ever heard that, Roger?
Yes.
I have not. I'm like, Justin, I've never heard that.
No. So. Well,
I've never heard of that.
Here we go.
I literally only said that because it was what Roger said.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is for the win. This is for the tickets to go to the zoo. And
good luck. Good luck. You got your lesson. This is what do you call it? Not a one-on-one. What is it? It is a one-on-one, right? Make it. It's over. No miss one. It, you get another chance.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, make it, take it.
That's it.
The space between your eyebrows is the glabella. Fact or crap? Go with Justin Moore first. The space between your eyebrows is the glabella. Fact or crap, Justin?
Oh, gosh. I'll say fact.
Yeah, I don't know.
But but again,
no basis for that.
I feel like I say this every time.
You do.
You say it every time. I have no idea.
Yeah. All right, Raj, do. I have no idea on that. So I'm trying to look at it. It's, spell it for me, please.
Glabella.
That's 2 L's?
Yes.
Glabella.
Yep.
I've never heard of that.
2 L's.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing. There seems
fact or crap.
No, I'm going to tell you why I'm going to do it this way. I think there's something that
I.
Why
are you being so hateful?
Yeah, he is because because of Ava Bella. Ava Bella and women's makeup and women's facial things, I've heard that term, so I'm going to say it does have something to do with the face, so I'm going to say that is a fact.
See, Justin,
Jack.
The reason I do that because it gives the listener about 30 seconds to look it up, so I try to get a little bit quicker where the...
we finished the lyric. They don't listen.
All right,
I know. You just yelled at Raj, though.
I know.
Leave my bubble alone.
I can't fact or crap.
Let's go with fact.
All right, come on.
The space between your eyebrows is called the glabella. Is a fact. There you are a winner.
Boom.
It is. Boom. And because, you know, the person who had, you know, that's when you see the unibrow. That's the area where if you, who was Anthony,
Anthony Glabella.
Ken, congratulations, buddy.
Congratulations, dude. You and somebody you really love are going to glow wild.
I do want to thank Arkansas Municipal Equipment over there in Pullen, right down the street where Justin is right now this morning. They were founded in 2014 by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison. When it comes to refuse and recycling equipment, they got it all for your town, your community, whatever it is. And they also have Highway 270 Grill right beside that, which is a great place.
Nice. Congratulations, Ken. But you know what? You were a winner the minute you called this show, proving you're a listener. And for that, my friend, Justin, Josh, Baz, let's give him a hand for that. Can we do that? Thank you, Ken. You've earned it, my friend.
It's a Merry Christmas to all of us.
Thank you, Josh. And so, thank you.
Tonight, you've got Arkansas State playing in the bowl game. I told Justin, I said earlier, how crazy is it? Arkansas State is playing Missouri State. You know who their coach is? Tonight, they have an interim coach.
Rick Petrino.
I think it's Nick.
It's Nick, yes.
Yeah, and so how crazy is it, Justin, that the father and the son. And the son both are interim coaches in the same year. I guarantee you, that's never happened before. That's got to be the first time ever.
Well, you know, I guess there's got to be some silver lining in that. It's like, at least my dad is going through what I'm going through, and he's like, at least my son's going through what I'm going through.
That's right. He can ask him. That's exactly right. You've also got Saturday, of course, you got the Hogs in New Jersey playing at, is that 4:30 tip time for that? Let me go back.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. 4:30 tip. Yeah.
And they're playing Houston.
Yep. Houston. Correct. That's exactly what I say every time. Yes, you got Harding versus Ferris State on Saturday at 3 for the national championship. It would be so awesome.
Where is that game? It's in Frisco.
It's McKinney.
Yeah, McKinney.
Yeah, McKinney. Yeah. The Frisco.
That was a cool video that you sent of the coach that's opposing.
Yes.
Harding.
Yeah, he was very complimentary.
That was really cool.
Yeah, they have a lot of respect for each other. Ferris State is a major power. I tell you what, to win, if he can win, listen about that. If they could win another national championship, Raj, two national championships since 2000.
Yeah, would that be the second?
Yeah, another one was 2023. Okay, how impressive is that? Yeah, you know what? Pour it out. What is the other one? Yeah, we'll have to get
what it said.
We'll get a little bit of that more when we come back. Don't go away. It's 7:47 here in Morning Mayhem.
For a living, I do. All but Houston. Houston means that I'm one day closer to you.
It's the holiday season, which means plenty of time is spent with the family, which is great, but it also means plenty of time traveling. You're sitting on planes, trains, automobiles, and airports, and everywhere in between. And you combine that with the cold weather, guess what? That makes for more of that achy joint pain that you get in your knees, your back, your hips. Let QC Kinetics help you with that. QC Kinetics here in Little Rock believes relief doesn't have to come from surgery or pain pills. They use your body's natural healing abilities to get the job done. QC Kinetics delivers long-term relief, finally, to make this new year a special one. So schedule your free consultation today. It's a great time to do it, and you can make sure you're enjoying that time with the family and not worrying about that achy joint pain that's kept you down. You can use your HSA and FSA for treatment. Call 501-214-5880. That's 501-214-5880. Call QC Kinetics today.
Scrumptious holiday food. If you give in, you get out to either the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. 50% off the joining fee from now till December 31st, and in the year 26, people will witness the fitness.
Arkansas Round Ballers Big Joe Klein and Pat Bradley pontificate on Bet Saracen.
People ask me, what do basketball players know about football? What say you, Joe?
I explained that anyone can run up and down a grass field with a screwy-shaped ball, but it takes finesse to strategically launch a basketball from long distances at an 18-inch diameter steel hoop.
Dang, Joe. You sure are smart.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
Tis the season. Shop your holiday needs at Fort Thompson. Great selection of hunting and outdoor apparel. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, boots, waders, and gun safes. Fort Thompson's in Sherwood or fortthompson.com.
Spread across 5 states, Centennial Bank upholds our commitment to the communities we serve through our support of businesses and families. Our tradition of being a good corporate neighbor is one of our top priorities. Through education and support, partnership with our dedicated employees, shareholders, and local boards, and superior customer service, one family and business at a time, we are proud to help our communities thrive. Because that's what being a good neighbor is all about. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
Mike Rowe here with a name everyone should know. Groundworks. The foundation and crawl space repair experts are coming soon to Little Rock. So if you've got a musty crawl space or cracks in your walls, these are the guys to call. And right now, Groundworks is hiring for all positions. If you're looking for a career, Groundworks is the place to do it. You can go from installer to foreman in under a year and become an owner of the company you work for. Apply now at groundworks.com/careers.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
For life's spectacular moments, only a real diamond will do. At Sissy's Log Cabin, you'll discover a brilliant selection of natural diamonds, along with our promise of unmatched quality and service. The only real diamond is a natural diamond from Sissy's. Find yours when you stop by any of our 7 locations or shop online at sissyslogcabin.com. Discover the natural diamond of your dreams only at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
It's not just about selling you a car. You deserve more than just a vehicle. You deserve an experience. This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock, and I'm offering you a first-class luxury buying experience no matter what your budget is. From $10,000 to $100,000, we've got something for everybody. All cars are not the same. One look at our inventory and you'll agree. Shop online at parkerpreowned.com and let us give you the first-class buying experience you deserve.
Christmas is almost here and time is running out to get those last-minute gifts. 103.7 The Buzz and Ava Bella Day Spa are here to help. The Zone will be there today and Morning Mayhem will be there tomorrow, talking to Dee Dee all about the ways Ava Bella can help with those last-minute gifts.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
That's Kirby, Kirby Smart.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was that?
That's Kirby Smart at practice dropping about 30 F-bombs.
Sounds like the defense is rounding into form.
Man, that thing that you
that's
you
it.
Sent.
That's it. That's it.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah,
okay.
it's all bleeped out.
So good.
Yeah, he's let me tell you, he is a professional cursor.
And now, if it's true, then what we're hearing is a person in traffic in their car, and they're recording what
hear. They parked right next to practice field is what they did.
Oh, is that where
it
is? Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Well, so it's still over the loudspeaker then?
No, I think they can hear them in the indoor center.
Was that a fan?
Yeah, that was a fan outside.
Oh, wow.
He just, outside the stadium.
Yeah, he's just sitting in his car.
Wow.
Well, now he's not hearing him cuss.
Yeah. That's what it
without
is.
Any aids of a microphone or anything.
No, it's just it's that. No,
I mean, it
carries
cuss,
that much.
Cuss.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you've ever been by Georgia Stadium, it opens up to the street. So
okay.
Like it goes. It, you walk on a road and it goes.
But
down.
I think that was a practice facility.
The practice facility. Yeah. Near the stadium,
Josh, don't they have like an open area kind of like Razorback Stadium, or am I wrong?
Yes, but they're at practice. But like, I mean,
well, let me tell you. So
Gunnar Stockton's been hell. I mean, he was letting him have it.
Roger, you've heard me say it. I had two different coaching staffs in Lou Holtz's and Ken Hatfield's, and Ken Hatfield's coaching staff did not cuss. Lou Holtz's coaching staff did cuss, and that it was. I'll tell you, we had a guy that was right up there with Kirby Smart and
Lou.
Lou would not. Lou would not. Yeah.
Oh, he did not.
No,
I'm sorry.
I bet Petrino did.
Oh, Petrino did. I'm sure. Yeah, he did. Yeah, Petrino was like the old school guys.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a couple guys that were like NFL guys, and man, they would. I've told you all the story. One of them said,
I love the fire though.
Oh yeah. Oh
like,
yeah.
come and bring it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Let's go.
But then, listen, and you got a guy on the other end of the spectrum in Paul Simmons, who you don't expect to hear that.
He can fire you up in a different way.
It's the difference between Basil giving us the speech where he says, you go down there and it's one of you or all of you. Get your ass down there. Get that boot. It's a combo. It's a combo of cursing and Christianity.
But you know, a lot of times these days, you don't hear coaches cuss like that as much anymore. You just don't.
No, because people.
I bet he learned that from Saban.
Oh, no question. Well, he goes back to. His defensive coordinator at Georgia was a Hall of Famer guy. And
here's a cusser right here.
Yeah, R.J. Hawk joins us. I was going to say real quick, Roger, did you see the record of singing? So the man in the U.K., listen to this, Justin, broke a world record by singing Christmas songs for 42 straight hours without losing his voice. He did 38 songs, repeated each song 18 times.
That's nuts.
For a total of 684 songs.
48 hours.
Why did he do that?
I guess to break the record. 63 years old.
He's nuts.
Jingle bells. Step into Christmas. He could have a 5-minute break every hour. And between each song, he could take a break of just 20 seconds. So he's saying this. He's saying 38 songs.
In 48 hours. So, I mean, he's not sleeping.
No, how about that?
You got to go, well, maybe they give him that gap of sleeping. That if he, as soon as you wake up, you can't do nothing else. Yeah. I just don't know.
He's sick of singing Christmas songs.
Well, what is he jacked up on?
I don't know. RJ Hawk joins us. Good morning, RJ.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you.
You as well.
Merry Christmas.
Going down to see Mama Morgan on Saturday, I guess it is.
And cool. So. Are you going to see a game, too? Did you tell me that?
The CFP playoffs.
Oh, yeah, Miami A&M. That's going to be a good
A&M.
Game.
Yeah,
that'll be a good game.
My sister works for Texas A&M, and so somehow finagled some tickets.
Well, I just got
I messed it up earlier.
I hate A&M, by the way.
I said the Alabama-Oklahoma game. I guess I said it was at 11. Right. It's actually the Miami A&M game, which is crazy. That game's at 11. I mean, stupid.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's good for those Aggies. I hate the Aggies.
Yeah, they do that. They do that 12 o'clock little thing. Yeah, like they do the Yale practice at 12 the night before.
I'm surprised you're going to see them.
Well, it's free. It's football. It's the playoffs. Yeah.
I talked to your mom last night, and she said you were coming. So I've got a couple of things I need you to take to her in my car. Okay. A couple of gifts for her.
Justin, when we come back, you and RJ, it's also the birthday of the great Steven Spielberg and Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Give me your top one or two when we come back for both of those.
Okay.
And Roger was right. Today's National Twin Day. Roger was right. The Canseco brothers are twins.
Yeah. Who's his brother? What's his name?
Ozzy, I think. And then the other,
most famous twins Barber. To me are Danny DeVito.
And what about the boxers?
Schwarzenegger.
What about the boxers?
Ashley Olsen and Kate Olsen.
Yeah, but what about the boxers from.
There you go.
What
did you say, Roger?
The Klitschko.
Are they twins? Are they twins?
No, I don't think so.
We'll find out. Don't go away. 8 o'clock. Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants